Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is Pro Wrestling Interviews, your window to the inside of the wrestling world. I'm Dr. John Stamey, and it's great to have. We've got a full house tonight. First of all, let me introduce our co-hosts. We've got from Richmond, Virginia. We've got the professor, Steve Logan. How are you doing tonight, Steve?
Oh, doing great. Had a fun event yesterday, Big Time Wrestling in Prince George, and I'll definitely try to discuss more later.
Well, that sounds great. We're glad to have you here. Next, we have from our northernmost outpost, Indianapolis, Indiana, the world famous from Pop Culture Stars, Todd Saxon. How are you doing tonight, Todd?
Outstanding, the supernatural, and ecstatic to be here, team.
You seem pretty supernatural, and we're glad to have you here. Of course, from Jacksonville, North Carolina, there's only one. There could be no other than Dave Atwell. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
Hey, what's shaking, everybody? Appreciate you having me aboard this evening. Good to hear everybody's voices.
Yeah, well, that's great. We're glad to have you here. And from North Georgia, one of our best places in the world, the world-famous Sinister. How are you doing tonight, Sinister?
Yay!
I'm doing good, man. I'm here. I'm just glad to be in the loop with everybody.
That's
right. We are glad you're here tonight. Well, I'm going to introduce our host, who will introduce our guest, the one and only, the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina, and I mean it, the world famous and member of the Carolina Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame, the amazing, the truly amazing Velvet. How are you tonight, Velvet? And tell us about yourself and our guest.
All right. Well, everything's good. We're par for the course. I'm glad to be back on the show. Many thanks to everybody who's put in time and effort to keep this show running. Dr. John, that would be you. That would be Professor Steve Logan. That would be Todd when he's available. It would be Sinister, Susan Green, who all, you know, everybody else who's contributed while I was out. I thank you immensely, Papa Stro. I thank him immensely, all of y'all, every one of y'all. And I told Steve this personally, so I had a conversation with Steve, and I thanked him very much personally, so that was awesome. I'll get to everybody else personally as well. But we have two guests tonight. We're going to be discussing a few things. Sinister, I'm going to have to put you off since Dave has to go out first. So Dave Atwell is going to be signing books at XCon on the 20th and 21st, right there in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And then Fuego Calderon, my buddy in arms, trainer in professional wrestler himself. We're doing he's doing a tribute show for the show Myrtle Beach for Barbara and Delph, who was a battle buddy of mine in cancer, and she lost her fight with it, and they're doing a show in her benefit in Myrtle Beach, and if I'm correct, they're doing one the next night in New Jersey. Is that correct, Fuego?
Is it in New York? We're going to be up there.
Oh, in New York. Right.
Yeah.
The next night. Bam. So the Friday night is the show in Myrtle Beach, and then Saturday night in New York.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. Cool. So, Dave, let me get to Dave real quick. Dave, XCon, big thing, Myrtle Beach. What's going on? What's happening? What's shaking? Let me know.
Yeah, man. It's good to have XCon back on track. I don't think I've missed an XCon since, like, 2009. And that was prior to me writing the book series. And that thing was really hitting on all cylinders. And I always said that if you've never been to a con before, that was a good one to cut your teeth on, because it wasn't crazy busy or almost claustrophobic busy like some of these cons are now. But there was still enough star quality, enough attendance, enough excitement to make it worthwhile. And we've been going down there, like I said, prior to me writing the books for a couple of years. And then 2014, when I wrote the books, that was when I told my wife, I said, I need to go ahead and pull the trigger and join this crowd down here. And a buddy of mine from high school was actually one of the organizers there. But things, as they happen and life takes over, things change, and the show was kind of starting to lack a little bit. But with the COVID thing going on, it's been out of commission for the last 2, maybe 3 years, if I'm thinking about it right. Nevertheless, the old organizers for it have turned it over to our good friends, Brad and Jen Miller. They're part of our con family that travels around with us. Yeah, they know their craft, and they are taking it over. And that's why, you know, it's important for everybody to get behind it, because even if this year isn't a total supernova of a show, you got to crawl before you can walk. You know what I mean? You got to get in there.
Absolutely.
And you got to get your feet wet and everything. So looking forward to
put your toes back
there
in the water. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, we're going back into the same venue there at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center.
Right
there on the corner of 21st, across the street from the ballpark. You know, so we know the setting. It's just it's kind of like getting that, if you've ever broken a bone, trying to get the groove back on when that bone heals up. Takes a little bit of time, but they've got a pretty darn good lineup. They had a couple cancellations in the last 10 days, which happens, but they've got a couple of the ones that come right to the top of mind, and I'm glad there wasn't a pop quiz, because Lord knows I can't remember what I was doing 6 hours ago, much less, you know, to give you a full report. But I know Debbie Dunning's going to be there from Tool Time, Home Improvement.
She'll be there.
The young lady who played Wednesday Addams in the old, the original, not the old.
Right, the original.
You can't say old. You got to say original, because I was a kid when that was on, and that would make me old, so I'm not going to incriminate myself.
that would be the television series, not the movies. Let's go that way.
Yeah.
There you go. Well said.
Not animated.
Outstanding. So, she will be there, and then, of course, our good friend, brother-in-arms, Stro, will be there. Tommy Rich.
Wildfire
Tommy Rich will be
Tommy
out
Rich.
There. And he's going to pass on Pop Culture Stars. It'll be good to have him out there. And several other smatterings of, voice actors, Power Rangers, all that kind of good stuff. So looking forward to it. And don't get me into
awesome.
A Power Ranger rant when we start talking about the whole color palette. I am the fuchsia Power Ranger. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm the chartreuse Power Ranger.
Oh, gosh.
Damn it, if you're not one of the primary or secondary colors, you are a best player. You know what I mean? So,
That's funny.
Well, hey, Dave, this is Dr. John. I called Jen a couple of times this weekend to see if I could get in there. Hadn't heard back, and I hope I will. I'd love to be there with some of my UFO books.
Hey, and in the event you are, man, hopefully they'll be able to put us right next to one another so that way I can throw random objects
Dog
at
you
the whole time.
it'll be like old times, ancient times.
Oh, that's
ancient.
And every time you talk about Bigfoot, I'll just be over there on the other side going, nah.
You get Dave Atwell, you better be careful, because I already bought you a present that I'm going to deliver to you next time. You better watch out, buddy.
Because it'll be
on fire in front of your table.
Don't stomp on it either, okay?
That's it.
Don't stomp on it.
Tell them to be careful.
Oh,
you'll,
my
you'll
goodness.
You'll be telling me about your experience with the aliens from Uranus. We all know about those guys.
Oh.
Yeah, be nice.
God, that joke never gets old.
Say it's not
that
so.
Joke's cruel. As a matter of fact, Todd, we got our Father's Day dad joke episode coming up on Pop Culture Stars soon. So mark it on the calendar so we get the posse together and go 90 minutes hardcore on the dad joke.
You know what? Give me a shout when you can. We may have to adjust a wee bit. I do have. Yeah. Talk to me. We got to talk next 2 weeks.
Oh, sweet.
That's right. And by the way, this is Dr. John. I've got an important announcement to make right now, because starting this week, starting tomorrow night, Pop Culture Stars and Pro Wrestling Interviews will be available on voiceofnorthgeorgia.com. Raven.fm, we're venturing out. We've got a brand new internet radio station, voiceofnorthgeorgia.com, the new home for Pop Culture Stars and for the one and only Pro Wrestling Interviews. So check it out, voiceofnorthgeorgia.com. We're putting it up right now and looking forward to having everybody join us. So back to you. I don't know who we're going back to.
Yay.
Hey, Amazing Velvet.
That's okay.
Hey, Amazing Velvet.
Okay.
We'll go back to you, okay?
What could possibly go wrong with that network?
Yeah, no pressure.
Everything.
Right?
No pressure. But being that it's an internet radio station, you don't have to worry about your language. So it's all good. So there.
I never really worried
about it. When we go down that rabbit hole on Pop Culture Stars, we ain't got to worry about it. We just keep digging that tunnel, getting deeper.
That's right. Since Dr. John runs this thing, you can say whatever you want. You got it?
There you go. All right. Now,
absolutely.
So we got all this going on. We got so much going on Myrtle Beach in 2 days. It's crazy. You got XCon going crazy. You got all these people. Y'all got to come see this. Got to go there. If you're in the Myrtle Beach area or in the Charleston, Georgetown area, Wilmington, go to XCon. You're not gonna be sorry. So, and then Dave, that's awesome. You're gonna get a present from Velvet too when he gets there. So right now he's digging in the closet right now.
Oh God!
If it's not a pink boa, I'm gonna be disappointed there, boyfriend.
Okay.
You know that, right?
Well, Velvet's digging in the closet as we speak. He's a little busy right now.
Does it use batteries?
No, that sucker's got a rip cord and takes gasoline.
I don't have to bring the jumper cables. Everything will be fine, right?
Yeah, that's right. Looking
forward to XCon. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah.
And in the event you have any money left over from getting autographs, stop by me, Dave Atwell, and get the Hunter Series.
That's right. That's right.
All three books, baby. That's for the 0.2% of people in the United States that still read. Come on by. I didn't realize how many people don't read books these days until I actually published a couple. I was like, damn, all right. Well, maybe I should have sang. So, but nevertheless, looking forward to seeing everybody. Looking forward to a good time. I really appreciate the invite tonight. You guys rock. Look forward to seeing everybody.
You guys rock. Yeah, man. We can't wait. That's going to be awesome now. If you got to bounce, man, that's fine. If you can stay on, that's fine too. But if you got to bounce, go ahead and bounce. We love you. We're gonna support you. We're gonna be there in full force. So we'll be hanging out with you. I'll draw some attention to your table. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just keep your clothes on for me. I'm the one that's supposed to make it back behind the table. So
I have to be ready for Dr. John's alien encounters. Well, no, we got to watch out for the burning bag that he's going to drop in front of your table. That's the only thing I worry about.
Yeah. If I sit naked behind a table and then Dr. John starts talking about Bigfoot sightings, everybody's just going to look at Dr. John like, look beside you, dumbass. What's going on? Dinner bell's ringing, and I've got all kinds of stuff I got to do before the rooster crows in the morning.
It.
I got to get back
go
to work.
It,
hey, but I look forward to seeing everybody. Safe travels. And again, thanks a lot for inviting me. I wish I could stay a little longer, but you know how
right.
the business
we
is.
We love you, bro. Yeah, but we know. We love you, and we're going to support you. We're going to support everybody. So, yeah, XCon, Dave Atwell's book series. Let's get it.
Let's do it. And I'll see you guys Wednesday night, all right?
All right. All right, Dave. Be good.
All right. Rock on, Leroy.
All right. Before we get to, thank you. Before we get to the other business in Myrtle Beach, some things have come across my stuff today. So, Sinister was at the IWE. Sinister was at the IWE show Saturday night, and you're not going to believe what happened. If you haven't seen it, you need to go check it out. If you have seen it, let Sinister do his thing real quick, and then we'll get to y'all. So, Sinister, what happened at the IWE show, man?
Okay. Well, you know, we had a show going on, and we had a lot of good matches. It was, you know, it was a great show. There was, like, over 300 people. And, you know, you had stars like Hammerstone, Cruel, Sean Legacy, Josh Matnum. You know, myself was there. You had Lacey Starr. You know, a lot of good talent. Anthony Henry, you name it. It was all there. Well, all of a sudden, we had got to the last match, which was the main event, which was a good main event. And this is the problem that I have with. And when I say this, I'm not talking about all the fans. I'm talking about with certain fans. And before I address that, I'd like to say what happened. The champion, the guy that won the belts, he won the belt, he's the champion. He's going back to the locker room. Now, I understand people don't like heel because I'm a heel myself. But this guy got in the camp space. And this is real. This is not nothing different or nothing. Had a few words, and all of a sudden he's going headbutt the wrestler. I mean, headbutting so hard that I heard it in the back row. And next thing I know, there's kids flying. We had wrestlers and myself. We just come running out the locker room. We even had fans in the audience, and it was like a 100-man brawl. Looked like something you see in a movie, like a prison brawl, like a prison scene. And this thing went all the way outside into the parking lot. And, you know, someone called the authorities. They got involved. And what I would like to say is this, and once again, I'm not talking to all wrestling fans. I'm talking to these certain individuals that call themselves want to get 5 minutes of fame or want to be noticed. Please keep your hands to yourself, because the wrestlers, the referee, the promoters, the managers, the valets, the you name it, everybody that's involved that works for the company, if you touch one of us, you touch all of us. And what happened last night shouldn't have happened. And people don't get it when they said, do not touch the wrestlers. That's a rule. That's a law. That's not just a rule. That's an actual law. Don't put your hands on the wrestlers, because we're fearing for our lives right now. And I'm really a little ticked off. I'm still a little ticked off about it, because at the end of the day, everybody want to say we're the bad guys, and we're not. So I don't know how you guys feel about it. You know, if you feel different,
you know. I'd like to add something to that. Being a professional wrestler for 30 years, I like to add some of that. And a lot of you guys know, maybe you don't know, but once you cross that threshold over the barrier and you come at somebody, it's open season. You're fair game at that point. And that's common knowledge in the wrestling business. Once you've broken that barrier, dude, we can pretty much kill you and get away with it. And people don't understand that. This guy, I actually watched it. I watched it. Sinister had talked to me earlier, and I did not know. I was oblivious to what was going on. And that's right up, you know, not far from me, 3 hours from me where that show was. And I watched it. The guy came completely over the threshold of the barrier and hit the wrestler. That's bad news right there. That's bad news. That's not good business for anybody. It makes everybody look bad, the fans and the promotion. Now, the promotion did get a lot of publicity off this. You, Sinister? You said Jim Cornette got it. What was the other thing? What was the wrestling thing you said that got it?
Wrestling Insider.
Yeah, the Wrestling Insider and.
And a couple, it's a couple more other.
I'm sure.
You know,
I'm sure Kayfabe. I'm sure Kayfabe News. Kayfabe News will get it too, because it'll be everywhere.
Oh yeah.
It'll be everywhere, and
wow.
If you haven't seen it, you need to go look at it. Well, it just happened last night, so I mean, it went viral.
Oh wow.
Said it went viral, and I looked at it. It has gone viral. It has made it to everybody's
wow.
lap, and they're all talking about it. So.
First, can I throw something out there? No, but the
yeah.
Look, I don't care. How do I want to say this? I don't care the business. I don't care if you're walking out to your car. I don't care if you're in the grocery store. When you put your hands on someone, and I'm not talking a hug or a high five, a greeting type thing, right? Just to be clear.
Right.
The but when you put your hands on there someone or you do, there's the old expect to be treated the way you treat other people. Just saying. So
oh yeah.
I mean, yeah, I fully expect if I try to go Mo Howard on Sinister and try to poke him in the eyes, he's going to do one of those series of slaps that Mo used to do to Curly. I just see it coming. As it
yep.
should.
If you go back in history, now the Indies really don't have a lot of issue with that. Papa Stroh's in the queue, Dr. John.
Okay, we'll get it in.
Okay, so
yes, we do.
So, I mean, you look at the thing where Randy Savage was in the ring. I can't remember who he's with, and this guy got into the ring. He used one hand and pretty much almost choked this dude out. Okay, he only used one hand. Imagine if he had just grabbed this dude or just punched him or whatever. Guy would have never been seen again. But that's the whole thing. Once you cross that threshold, you are a threat to us. We take it very seriously. And being that we still brothers in arms in this business, you're going to get the wrath of the whole locker room. Okay?
Exactly.
It's unfortunate that the fans got involved because that makes it look even worse. But they know, but the people that were helping the wrestlers know that unwritten rule. If you break it, you're going to get hurt. Period. Don't break it. You know, don't follow people to their cars. Don't wait for them after the show to confront them. Don't do any of that stuff. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to get hurt. Straight up. You're just going to get hurt. Because there's a lot of people in this business that are shooters, that are hookers. I mean, they can take your arm out of joint. You can scratch your behind
yeah.
from the wrong way.
Okay? I was talking to one
Let's
yesterday.
Let's not do that. So, anyway, that is a great thing to really take a look at. Steve had just shared it. I shared it with a bunch of y'all just now. Get a chance to look at it, please, and you'll be like, okay. The other thing I want to talk about is what Steve was talking about. Steve went to Big Time Wrestling. What happened at Big Time Wrestling, Steve?
I think Stro might be in the queue, so whenever you want to get to him later, let me know, but... Big Time Wrestling was super fun yesterday. I was kind of there to set up the ring, do some security, and met a lot of the wrestlers on the show, so it was super fun. Like, Hardy Boys had a super long line, as expected, and I came prepared and had my shirt, and, you know, the guy that was doing the money handling and the ticket scanning, he kind of made me like volunteer for the line. I was like, all right, and basically just told people when to go, and they had two handlers with the phones, because that way we can get through the photos like the line quickly, and it pretty much ran smoothly. Not too many people got out of line. just had to make sure the line would, you know.
Well, yeah, the Hardy Boys were a big attraction. They were down here too, and they were a big attraction. And did overtime. They did overtime down here. But go ahead.
Oh yeah, they were so cool, and I could just—it was a pleasure to see the excitement and the nerves on some people. Like you'll see, I saw this one girl crying. And, like, she was getting some hugs, and then you just see the excitement on everybody. And getting to talk to the fans and talking about their shirts and whatnot, super, like, chill. And I went with somebody that's currently training to be a wrestler in my state and hung out with we did the ring crew and we took down afterwards,
right.
And it was a great card. I met CWA Anderson, Gangrel, Hardy Boys. I talked to James Ellsworth, saw Saad, his girl. And, yeah, it was an amazing night. Gangrel and
cool.
Joey Janela. I met Joey Janela, too, after. And Gangrel and Joey tag-teamed against the Hardy Boys in the main event, and that was
that's
super
cool.
Fun. Gangrel, like, turned on his partner, Joey, and gave him the Impaler DDT, and Hardy Boys reunited with Gangrel, so the new brood, like, reunited again, and it was super enjoyable for me to get to tell Gangrel, like, what he, you know, how much I followed his Facebook streams and his podcast and getting this, you know, get his comic book in my hand. And Joey Janela, like, was pretty cool to meet because I love Crowbar and his work. So getting to tell Joey in person, like, that he was the one to, you know, letting him know that I was really glad that he was the one to put Crowbar on AEW Dark and get that match was a pleasure to me. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, and Hardy Boy is always cool to talk to. Matt Hardy was always, he's always good to talk to, and he had a Breaking Bad shirt on, Los Polos Hermanos, the Chicken Brothers. And so we talked about Breaking Bad, and I told him I met Esposito, who played Gus Spring on the Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul shows. So it's funny,
that's
people
cool.
They come up to them to talk about wrestling and we're talking about TV.
Exactly, because they're regular people
yeah.
too. I mean, all
yeah.
right, well, that's great. Everybody's had a good time. We had an incident. We had a good time. We talked a little bit about XCOM. We're going to talk a little bit more about that here in a minute with Papa Stroh. Is he on the line? Papa, you here?
I've been here this whole time.
All right.
Well, we didn't know if you got added yet.
Yeah, because
well,
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear
before
the ding.
I was there this whole time. But I'm blessed to be added.
Oh, that's not good.
So,
yeah, we want.
Yeah,
we love you,
yeah.
man. We want you here. Listen.
Yeah, I
Dave gave us a little.
Yeah,
yeah Dave. stop it. Dave said a little bit about XCOM. What you know. So we're going to talk.
I just got back from doing the interview, so that's why I was a little late coming down. But I've been listening
the
whole time.
Okay.
So Papa Stroh, XCOM, you're going to be at XCOM. So what's going to happen at XCOM? Dave gave us a little insight. I want to hear your insight. XCOM has been down for a few years and it's coming back, so they're getting their feet wet again. What's up? What's going on there?
Chaos and mayhem.
Let's do it.
It's going to be outrageous. I can't wait. I'm really excited. And Todd, I do care. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you. I was listening in the whole time.
Wow.
I was the whole time. And, you know, and yes, I am outstanding in the supernatural. So, you know, all is good.
Very well.
And ecstatic to be here.
Yeah, ecstatic, yeah. I forgot that word, ecstatic. Yeah, thank you, Webster. But, yeah, it'll be a good time, man.
That was phenomenal. just to let you know.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to put AJ, don't gimmick in the mix, you know.
Yeah, a little AJ in there.
Don't gimmick in front of AJ. Just say no.
Yeah, right.
But,
it's okay.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it should be a good time. They got the Power Rangers. They got the Years of Wednesday in the Addams Family series.
Right.
They got a lot of stuff going on. And oh, yeah, are we doing commentary that night? Love it.
Fuego, are you going to have us commentate on your show Friday night?
Yeah, so I'm setting all, because I have all that stuff set up at the school, so I'm going to take it all down, and we're going to set it up, and we're going to try to make it freaking crazy cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so, all right, so segue into the show in Myrtle Beach real quick, Todd. Hang on a second. So we're going to segue into this. Now, this is for Barbara and Del, Fuego's girlfriend and partner in crime. Her and I are battling cancer together, and she unfortunately lost her life in her battle. He's doing two nights. He's doing Myrtle Beach on the 20th and New York on the 21st. Both shows are in memory of Barbara Del. Now, Barbara was a very shrewd businesswoman. She knew the business side of everything, and she was super smart and super sweet, which is kind of hard when you have somebody that's like that. But she was, and she had a big heart.
Yeah.
And we miss her dearly. What I did tell you, Fuego, still stands. Okay. This little personal note. If something happens, I will look out for her. You know that.
I remember.
Here's the thing. Tell us who's going to be on the show and how the show's going to just be memorable for her, because I know she's going to be in the rafters watching. So just tell us what's going to happen.
Well, I can't tell you what's going to happen. That's terrible. I can give
no,
you
a hint. No, I meant who's on the card. Who's on the card. Come on,
the main in two minutes ago, because I have everything scheduled, one of the promos went up on Facebook, and it should be up on YouTube. I'm not sure. But main event is going to be Impact Superstar John Skyler versus Kiki Roberts. He's one half of Fabulous Fitness, a tag team from Florida. They're traveling all up and down the East Coast. And this match is going to be to determine who's going to be the first ever Southern House of Wrestling champion.
Nice. So
there's a lot on the line in this match. And I felt that putting this match together would have, been something that Barbara would have done. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put these guys, let them go at it for a couple and see what happens.
Awesome. Very good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So other guys we have on the card, Sir Wesley Williams, he's gonna be on.
I love Sir Wesley. Sir Wesley's one of my favorites.
Oh, he's freaking great, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna be wrestling his tag team partner. But how it happened was, there was a tournament, so they had we had a tournament at the school, which I'm going to be airing pretty soon on our YouTube channel. It's going to be called Friday Night Fights. We did two tournaments for two different titles, and the conclusion is going to happen on May 20th. So it's going to be Sir Wesley Williams with his tag team partner and best friend, Sir Benjamin, going up against Xavier Maxim with his tag team partner and best friend, Dame Annabelle, for the Southern House of Wrestling Showcase Championship.
Nice.
So that, I think that match is going to be another great one. And we're also going to have a Royal Rumble, the first annual Barbara Delph Memorial Royal Rumble. Off the top of my head, I'm going to be involved in it. Zuka King is going to be involved. Young man from Florida. Great talent. Speedy Ricky is going to be involved. Another guy is going to be involved. the Don, that he was on AEW Dark a couple weeks ago, and he's doing big things. Another guy, he's going to be involved.
Wasn't he on heels? Wasn't he on the heels?
Yeah, he was on the show Heels. Yeah.
Yep.
That's my boy, man.
I know, we critiqued him at your, when y'all had that open workout.
Yeah, the tryout, yeah.
I told him he was good. Yeah, I told him he was really good and he was going to do something really big. I talked to him as well. We talk every now and again. Yeah.
Oh, that's my
boy,
man.
I like that kid. I like that
kid.
Yeah,
me too. He's funny as hell. He calls me at like 3 o'clock in the morning every day, and I'm like, yo, what the hell? He's like, yo, Fuego, yo, you the man, bro. Remember, Barbara's watching. I'm like, yo, dude, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Bro, don't worry about the time. I'm like, yo, okay, cool. But
don't
like,
worry about
yo,
the
me
time.
And him are freaking, oh, my God, it's hysterical sometimes. But, like, I love that kid. That kid is, he's the man. So, yeah, we're also going to have NAV, Ryan Riley, and Nathan Cross going up
against.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're another good team, too. And, like, these other, like, a lot of the guys were, they first started out with us after, like, they had their home promotions and whatever. But, like, because the whole reason that me and Barbara started the show was to give young guys opportunities that, like, other people are not giving them. So before we even started the show, like, we got the LLC and everything, we started going to different indie shows in Georgia and here, South Carolina, North Carolina. We went New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Where else? We went to Mississippi. We went to Alabama. Like, we were looking for guys and girls like that. We were like, yo, like, there's something there. And to give these guys opportunities like that other people don't see. So that's the whole reason we opened this thing, like, to give these young guys a place to work, like, give opportunities to these kids that other people don't see, like, hey, these guys can be something. They just need a direction.
They just need
or
a little hand. Yeah, they need
out.
A hand. Exactly. Exactly.
And that's the whole
reason.
And I
sat down with y'all. Yeah, and I sat down with y'all. I don't know if Stro has, but I know I sat down with y'all and had a discussion with you.
Yeah, I've sat down.
Yeah.
And that was the whole reason we opened it, like, to give these young kids, like, these good, like, athletes. Like, these kids are great athletes, and they can do their stuff in the ring, and they can cut promos, and they show up on time and set up and break down. Like, you know already, like,
a
lot of guys don't set up and break down.
That's a lost art in this business. They don't do nothing. They're superstars now.
Yeah, and, like, all these kids that we brought in, like, they help out.
It's called they respect the business. They learn the correct way, which is a lost art that nobody's doing because everybody's a superstar now. Look at me, pay me money. I'm not doing anything but that. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. No, y'all did the right thing, and you're doing it and giving somebody an opportunity.
Yeah, and we've, like, what's funny as hell, we even got, like, the main event guys helping break down and set up. Like, I've never seen, like our main events are usually, like the indie guys that have been wrestling for a bit or on Impact or AEW or Ring of Honor. And, like, I've never seen it before. And so, like, we opened up, and we had, like, the main event guys helping break down and set up. I've never seen that in my life.
That's good. Like, it's called respect. It's called respect.
Yeah,
but,
like,
well,
it is.
The rookies.
That's huge, because the new guys, if they don't learn from that, they're not going to learn.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Because I've been to shows where, like, where guys are like, I don't know how to set up a ring. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, that's like the first thing, like, when you start wrestling. That's
you
the
learn.
First thing you
exactly.
Right, yes. Oh, yeah.
And, like,
take it up. Put it up. Take it down. Put it up. Take it down.
Oh, yeah. There should be a song with that. I mean.
It should be. We need to throw that something you and I can come up with.
Ring crew song.
Right?
There you go. Ring crew song.
Yes.
That's crew
shanty.
But, like, yeah,
okay.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, but, yeah, let me get back to, because I sidetracked a little bit, but it is what it is.
That's okay.
So, yeah, we got the NAV, Nate Cross and Ryan Riley going up against Joey Harrison and Mason Miles, classless comparison. And this one is going to be to determine who's going to be the first ever Southern show tag team champions. And like, oh. I'm like, and I specifically chose this match because I think there's something big there between NAV and Mason and Joey. Like I 100% believe that there's something big that can come out of that. So I'm like, all right. So I set that all up. And
right.
I also have another guy that helps. I got two other guys that help me book the shows because, like, trying to do this alone was tough.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, it was crazy, man. And then I got a couple of my guys, my students. Antonio Morgan's going to be there.
I love Antonio Morgan. I love it, and he's good.
Yeah, he is.
Listen, he's got nothing but an upside. His potential is great. I want Papa Stro to see Antonio Morgan. I don't know if he's seen him in person work, but I'm telling you, he did a little bit of Impact. He was doing something for them, like, you know, what is their internet thing they had going on for a minute.
Impact Plus.
And he was doing that. And he's, you know, I don't know if they're jerking him along or not, because he hasn't been in the business, you know, very long, but he's got an upside, man. He's got the look. He's got the charisma. He can work.
Yeah.
He makes very little mistakes. Even as young as as young in the business as he is, he hasn't made a lot of mistakes. So, that's good.
I wrestled him last year, and I was like,
AWS.
Yeah, and
I was there.
I was kind of terrified, but I was like, you know what? I wrestled bigger than him. And then once
terrified?
The bell rang, bro, like, you've seen how, you know, he's huge. I'm like, holy, like, because when I started training him, he was bigger when I started training him.
Go to Velvet's YouTube channel, see me wrestle a 7-footer and a guy 6'10". Come on, man.
Oh, I wrestled Giant Silva, and that was terrifying, too. And I'm like, oh, what? And then
he
fell on me.
Terrified.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
My dream match is going to be sitting next to me at your show. The Myrtle Beach, it's called the show Myrtle Beach, but what is your call letters, actually?
The Southern House of Wrestling.
The Southern House of Wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting next to Papa Stro the Maestro from WCW.
Yeah.
And we're going to help you commentate. We're going to commentate your show for you. And the dream match is sitting right there at that table. Papa Stro versus the Amazing Velvet. That's what needs to happen.
It'll be a dream match or a nightmare. Take your pick.
It could be either one.
Nightmare.
Wait, it could be either one. But actually,
American?
American.
I
can't wait.
He's an American, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hey, I might know a promoter that might be able to put that on.
I know a few too, but that'd be great. You know, hit us up. go ahead.
Dream match.
Bro.
I got bit of. It's it's kind of bittersweet news because it's kind of funny at the same time the way it's being reported. But like it's supposed to say former WCW announcer Chris Cruz is trying to get a hold of the Maryland State Athletic Commission to stop Ric Flair from wrestling, right?
What?
But the way the title, you got to see this title. It's so funny. Instead of Maryland, it says Marleyland. Marleyland. Stop laughing.
Good job, buddy.
Oh.
Good job.
Oh,
that reminds me.
Go ahead.
And here it's Crispy Cruz doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Cruz. Terry Funk used to call him Crispy Cruz.
Oh, my. Go ahead, Steve.
It reminds me of the programs I saw at a previous show, and it said Sabo instead of Sabu. It's just funny.
No.
I had to be the one to bring it up.
Oh, my God.
Another thing
go ahead.
You guys had talked about, too, about, you know, giving back and stuff, and some people, you know, are showing, you know, signs of a great future for business, and some people aren't. Diamond Dallas Page just said recently in an interview that on some of the AEW rosters, he said, I tried to help some guys, and they just shunned me off. Preach to the choir, brother.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jake Roberts, yeah.
Preach to the choir, my man.
Exactly. So I can't wait. I can't wait to do XCon. I'm going to be there. And then that Friday of the May 20th in Myrtle Beach, is that the convention center or whatever is it at?
Myrtle Beach Convention Center.
All right, Myrtle Beach Convention Center. Cool. We do an XCon during the day, and then that evening we're going to be at the show, Southern House
of
Wrestling. We're gonna be there, and Papa Stro and myself, the Amazing Velvet, will be commentating that show, and with great matches, all in honor of Barbara Ann Delph.
Yeah,
your sister, we love you to death. But you know, life still has to go on, and that's unfortunate. You know, we have to suck it up. You know. When we lose, you know, loved ones, we have to be, you know, we have to still be strong. We still have to do what we're supposed to do. We still have to live. We still have to pay bills, unfortunately. But it just happens. It just happens that way. Life is cruel, you know. I've always said from the day you're born, you're already on borrowed time. So make the best of it. And so far, I think all of us on this podcast have made the best of it. Sinister is getting ready to work for IWE, the company that incident happened at. Todd Saxon is always going to be Todd, you know, the voice of reason. Professor Steve Logan keeps me entertained with everything he sends me. He sends me so much stuff, I'm like, hang on, I got to slow down here, bro. But he sends me a lot of stuff. Dr. John, you know, creeps me out sometimes because, you know, he's threatening to send Bigfoot to my house.
That's right, Velvet. You know
See? Papa Stro, every time I mention I want to wrestle him, I want to get in the ring and go at it, he's always got something silly to say. I love it. Love you, brother. And you know what? You send me all kind of stuff, too, and I love you for it. You always have to tell me, have a good weekend. You always tell me I love you. I love you, too.
Maybe we can have
Michael
Chain as Austin Powers' father join us, and we can, like, all hug, and you can say, I'm Ducky.
Yeah. That would be funny, though.
Wow.
It'd be hilarious.
If anybody sees the new Mike Myers show, Pentaver, let me know, because it's super wacky, conspiracy theory-ish.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to plug that. Go ahead.
No, that's awesome. That's funny. So,
I'm at the night
so
for
get,
plugs.
And it's a night for plugs. And then Fuego, man, I love you, man. I'm here for you. You need anything, you know who to call.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
I can't stress enough that you are going to continue Barbara's legacy because she was a very smart and shrewd businesswoman, and I know you'll handle it. And if you ever need anything, you know, myself, Papa Stro, Dr. John, all these people are here, man. You know, we look out for you, man. You got something you need? Because Stro's really close to you, and I'm really close to you. John's in Myrtle Beach. So, I mean, you ever need anything, man, just reach out, bro. We're here. We are here.
Thank you, bro.
And we love you, brother. And I tell you what, I'm glad you got your spirits back. I'm glad you're moving and you're doing what Barbara wanted to be done. And you're going to continue that. That's awesome. You guys are awesome.
It's tough, but, like, I'm trying to maintain. So I'm trying to keep myself busy. Like, I'm already booking three or four shows ahead already, like, at different locations, just to keep myself occupied.
Good. And I also told you need a break. Come on down. You know, company. We need to spend the day. Come on down, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we've been bowling every Saturday, man. I had a crappy week this week, but I rolled a 226 and a 228 the weeks prior, and then this week I didn't roll worth of crap. I only did 181.
We know your ball handling is legendary, Velvet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now you just scared Papa Stroh. He's not going to wrestle me now. Thanks, Todd. You gave away my secret move.
Yeah. The ball grabber.
Hey, this is Dr. John Fuego. I just want to make sure I got your number. Are you area code 201?
Yeah.
Okay, I got your number. I'll get up with you so we can exchange email addresses. Back to you, Amazing Velvet.
All right. Sinister. All right,
yeah.
Sinister. What you got to plug, man? We love you too, man. We ain't forget about you. What you got?
Nothing. Just waiting for July the 9th to start work with IEW and still training as usual, working out. So
good.
That's pretty much what I
got
going on.
Let us know when that show is. Because I got family vacation in July. I hope that it doesn't, work with that. But let us know when that show is. I'd be honored to come see you work down there. So, awesome. Professor Steve, what you got going on, man? What you got to plug? Anything?
Yeah, next week we might have a guest that I'm looking forward to, Sleazy E, this manager from the Midwest. He's worked with some guys that are my favorites, Jason Kincaid and Facade, and definitely look forward to getting his story. And
awesome.
Thanks again to Big Time Wrestling for having me. Looking forward to United Elite Wrestling. I think Gangrel's booked a triple threat, and hopefully more shows coming up soon that I'll be able to go to. Might even do a local jiu-jitsu seminar. If I'm not busy, so that should be pretty fun, and I'll just
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I have a question for you. What is going on with New Japan and New Japan in the States? I know they're getting ready to do a combined show with AEW, but there was a show close to you recently. There going to be other shows in the States? I mean, I haven't heard too much about what's happened after that show they just had. So I'm kind of wondering if they're just working towards the AEW thing and then, or what?
I know they're based in California for the New Japan USA, so they are trying to get more U.S. states and stuff. But, yeah, I didn't watch Capital Collision yet because I was so busy, but I heard Juice Robinson won the U.S. title. He's signed with them longer, and he's going to be
good for him.
A bigger star. I think he's going to be a bigger star for them soon. And there's some controversy with Kota Ibushi that I still am trying to find out more.
He didn't
more.
Sign. He didn't, he's walking away from there. I think he's going to go with AEW.
I think he's trying to get out of his contract. We'll see if that happens. But, yeah, there's a lot going on with New Japan, and I'm glad to see that they are getting more dates in the U.S. And, it's very exciting times for sure.
It is, because it puts the pressure on everybody else. It puts the pressure on every company in the States, and I love it. They should have done that 20 years ago. All right. Well, thanks, Steve. Todd. What you got going on this week or anything you want to just yell at us? Go ahead.
Man, a million things going on. Look, this show has been an absolute blast. Thank you all for having me. Fuego, look, you have an aggressive schedule coming up. Look, be safe. Take those extra precautions. You're going to try to get from Myrtle Beach to New York. Dude, that's aggressive.
Yeah,
you know, do all the risk assessment stuff. You're doing a great cause. I hope it's half as good as you hope it is, at least, because if it's half as good as you hope it is, it's going to be a huge amount of love involved. Just saying.
Oh yeah, It'll be a tearjerker too,
from,
but be ready.
Yeah, the Brad and Jen, they're some of my best friends and Barbara's best friends. They're gonna do a silent auction the next day and the day after, because I'll be back Sunday for XCon Sunday, and they're gonna do a silent auction, and the proceeds are gonna go to a local charity. I think it's Carolina Cancer, Carolina Heroes. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head because.
Okay.
There's a million other things happening, but they're gonna donate whatever proceeds they get from the silent auction to the charity in Barbara's name.
Awesome.
Very well. Send that to me. Shoot that to me. I'll look at it. And everybody else,
right.
I'll pass it along. If you get shoot it to me, I'll pass it along to the group and the team here. thanks, Papa Stroh. You have a big week ahead of you. You got a lot going on. Let us hear all about it.
All right. Let's begin. Let's see. First, the Earth cooled. Then the dinosaurs came. And the Arabs brought the same offenders.
Hey, equal we are when time runs out.
Yeah, right. And then the apocalypse came, and that'll be the end. No.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well,
wow.
So this Tuesday, in the room at on TheOceanNation.com and IPMB Standard Time. This Thursday, WCW Retro at TheOceanNation.com, 9 PM Eastern Standard Time. Topic of this Thursday, WCW Retro, will be the villains of wrestling. So, calling. And then,
I already got mine. Let's go.
To meet you, Stro.
hey, thanks. Appreciate
it.
Then Friday night, the Stro Zone at midnight Eastern Standard Time, horror sci-fi show, Facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. The feature for Friday night will be Tobor the Great from back in the day, so please tune in for that.
Nice.
And then, oh, my God, it's XCOM, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, weekend, yeah, man. Right from the Myrtle Beach Convention Center. And then we have the Southern House of Wrestling show going on as well. I mean, oh, man, it's going to be a good time. And special thanks to the Millers for bringing back XCon for everybody. Really excited
for
to
sure.
be part of it. Honestly, really grateful to be part of it. And
I think it's going to be awesome.
Be looking out for Hybrid soon, the Spy series that I'll be in. I'm doing the dual characters in that.
Awesome.
I'll be set for a feature coming up soon, as well as a horror sci-fi miniseries. Well, I'll keep you guys posted on that. So, but thank you guys for having me, man.
Real quick. You have some stuff that's already out that people have not seen.
Uh-huh.
Papa Stroh, you have stuff that's already out now, like The Devil's Daughter, that some people have not seen. You got that out. Is there anything else that is out with you in that people may have not seen and not have heard of yet? Devil's Daughter?
Yeah, it's Stench of Iniquity on Vimeo.com/Turniverse. Stench of Iniquity. You can watch for free there.
Cool.
You got Son of Clown. I did a few years back and you watched on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And for more info, just go to my IMDb. I got a whole bunch of stuff you can check out there. IMDb.com.
Cool. Y'all heard that. Just, IMDb.com, everybody.
Yeah, you can either go.
That's our guy.
Rob. Yeah. You go for, type in search for Rob Kellum on the search, or straight URL is imdb.me/Rob Kellum on that. You can check it out there.
Enjoy. Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Y'all got this guy's amazing. I watched The Devil's Daughter. He was good in that. I have not seen Stench of Iniquity yet. I'm going to do that this week.
Yeah,
I like to catch up with all your stuff.
Like Stephen King creep show vibes. But, you know.
Oh, sweet. Very good. Then I will enjoy it. Everybody here at Pro Wrestling Interviews wants to thank everybody who's on the show tonight. Sinister, Papa Stroh, Fuego, Steve.
Thank you, everybody.
Dave Atwell, we love you, brother. We'll see you at XCon. Dr. John.
Yes, sir.
It's about that time. Time to take it home.
Before our time runs out.
If you want to find us, go to voiceofnorthgeorgia.com. We are there. We are live with this podcast. And voiceofnorthgeorgia.com is going to be a great thing. That's a classic rock station and this podcast doing the internet right. So, thanks. Glad to have you, Amazing Velvet, Papa Stroh, Steve Fuego, Dave Atwell, Todd, and Sinister. We're so glad to have every one of you here. And we'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, right after XCOM. So we'll see you at
That's right.
Interview. Take care. You guys be good.
All right, everybody. You guys, love you guys. Be good.
Love you, buddy. Big hug.
Thank you, Heavenly.